52 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Building a career is possible at Progressive Insurance, now offering virtual and hybrid employment opportunities with pathways for advancement. Learn more at careers.progressive.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu. Beginning with the Brodsky Quartet. There they played a short keyboard prelude by Dmitri Shostakovich, prelude number 17 in A-flat major, in a arrangement for string quartet on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, glad to be with you. Music continues as we get into Friday afternoon. We've got a beautiful Hungarian serenade for strings, the work of Ernst von Dohnányi, a little later, along with a few chamber variations by one Johann Peter Emilius Hartmann. That and much more wonderful music still to come. Thanks for being on hand. The London Symphony is next, conductor Stanley Black, and we've got something from Aram Khachaturian. One of the most iconic things he wrote in the 1940s as part of incidental music for a Russian play, and later one of his finest orchestral suites. Here's music from Masquerade on Kansas Public Radio. The great and memorable Masquerade Suite, music by Aram Khachaturian, played by the London Symphony, conducted there by Stanley Black, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:27 now, and do stay with us for a serenade for strings by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi. That is just ahead, coming up in the second half of the hour. That and much more still to come, here on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former archivist of the United States, Colleen Shogan, and Pulitzer Prize-winning author Beverly Gage, June 29th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Right now on the KU campus, it's 80 degrees and, for the most part, sunny skies. Won't get much warmer for this afternoon. By tonight, we'll have a low of 65. And we have a slight chance of showers late in the overnight hours. And by tomorrow, a much better chance of showers and thunderstorms. There's an 80% chance of rain pretty much for the entire day on Saturday. And it's a likelihood that we could see some heavy rainfall and possibly severe weather as well for Saturday. Much of the KPR listening area will be under a flood watch for the entirety of Saturday. A little chamber music for you now from a composer, a Danish composer, who lived pretty much throughout the entirety of the 19th century, one Johann Peter Emilius Hartmann, referred to by some as the real founder of the Romantic movement in Denmark and indeed even all of Scandinavia. Here's a little chamber music from Hartmann, Andantino, with variations, played by the ensemble Tre Musici, here on KPR. They have the ensemble Tre Musici, with Andantino, with variations, from 19th century Danish composer Johann Peter Emilius Hartmann, here on Kansas Public Radio, where we've got about 20 minutes to go until the top of the hour. And NPR News. Classical music, of course, continues till 3 this afternoon. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, always online, kansaspublicradio.org. Whether your passion is for unbiased, in-depth news, or beautiful music, or fascinating conversations, you can always feed your passion right here with KPR. Show your passion for KPR and the programs that feed your mind, and the news that matters. Donate now at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you, all of you, for your marvelous support of KBR. Asa-Pekka Salonen will conduct the NES Chamber Orchestra. We've got music for you now by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi, a beautiful serenade for strings on KBR. The NES Chamber Orchestra, conductor Asa-Pekka Salonen, and a serenade for strings by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 1 p.m. now, and stay tuned for the news from NPR. The next hour of classical music brings us Paganini and his first violin concerto. The New York Philharmonic Orchestra ready with that performance in just a little while. Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m., here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live 62. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The Scottish National Orchestra, conductor Sir Alexander Gibson there, and a tone poem, one written by John Sibelius called The Spring Song, to get things going here on Kansas Public Radio's 1 p.m. Hour of the Classics. It's good to be with you for it. I'm Jeff Watson, back with a recording of the New York Philharmonic Orchestra and violinist Gil Shaham, along in just a little bit for music of Paganini and his first violin concerto. We're just a few minutes away from that performance today on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being with us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and Headquarters Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org. Next, we'll spend a bit of time with the Chamber Players of Canada and enjoy a string trio in B-flat major, a little chamber music from Franz Schubert, next on Kansas Public Radio. The Chamber Players of Canada and from composer Franz Schubert, string trio in B-flat major here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:25. At the top of the hour, there'll be NPR News, when classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. At that time, we'll bring you all things considered from NPR News. And later tonight at 7, you know what time it is, time for Film Music Friday. And I'll be back with you this evening tonight with some forgotten gems from some movies that you may have only seen once back in the day, or maybe at a friend's house, or maybe it's something you used to watch but haven't thought about in forever. We've got music tonight from things like Romancing the Stone, Runaway, The Warriors, things like that, and a good deal more. I'm really looking forward to what I've got for you this evening. Join me for Film Music Friday tonight from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station, June 21st at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss in Union Station at Topeka Performing Arts Center, June 21st. And the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through 14th, at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com. Well, we've arrived now at a recording by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Giuseppe Sinopoli, and also with them violinist Gil Shaham, for a beautiful concerto, the first concerto of Niccolo Paganini for violin, which was composed in Naples in 1819. Concerto No. 1 in D next on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the first violin concerto by Niccolo Paganini, played by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Giuseppe Sinopoli, and violinist Gil Shaham on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 2 p.m., stay tuned for NPR News. And in the next hour, among other things, we've got Haydn's Mercury Symphony, that and much more, still to come. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information at mhkfreeclinic.com. Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and private. That's why they created Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI, no tracking. Learn more at Duck.ai. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A recording of cellist Nina Kotova playing with the Moscow Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Konstantin Orbelian, with a short prelude in B minor by Anatoly Leonov, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be back with you for one more go-around of classical music. In this 2 p.m. hour, that will include the Mobius Ensemble and five famous duets for flute and harp by Jean Francais, and we'll also bring you the Tafel Musik Ensemble for the Mercury Symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn. That and much more still to come. Thanks for being on hand here on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, engaging the community with programs like Masterpiece, Nature, Frontline, and Antiques Roadshow. Program schedule available at kansascitypbs.org. Up next, the National Symphony Orchestra of the South African Broadcasting Corporation, led by Peter Marchbank. From English composer Cyril Scott, they call this one the Neapolitan Rhapsody for Orchestra on KPR. And that one known as the Neapolitan Rhapsody for Orchestra by English composer Cyril Scott, played by the National Symphony Orchestra of the South African Broadcasting Corporation. Conductor Peter Marchbank on Kansas Public Radio. 2:22 now. Stay with us for The Mercury Symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn. He is 43rd, and that is coming up in just about 10 minutes on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org. And JB's Cali Fusion, serving Mexican and fusion foods, located at 805 Vermont Street in Lawrence, also offering catering and food truck services. More information at jbscalifusion.com. On the KU campus, right now, 82 degrees, sunny skies. For tonight, it'll be cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. We have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, although our best chances are expected mainly in the overnight hours. There is a much better chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow. About a 40% chance for storms tomorrow morning and afternoon, some of which could produce heavy rainfall and potentially be severe as well. 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms for Saturday night. Next, we're joined by the Möbius Ensemble. They've got some familiar chamber music by French composer Jean-Francais Descher. Five little duets for flute and harp on Kansas Public Radio. The Möbius Ensemble, with five little duets for flute and harp by French composer Jean-Francais on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:33. At 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And don't forget that I'll be back with you tonight for this evening's Film Music Friday with some forgotten gems of movies that you may have only seen once back in the day. There'll be quite a slate of unexpected joys tonight during Film Music Friday. Hope you can join me tonight from 7 to 9. Tomorrow afternoon, join Destiny for KPR's Classics by Request from 1 to 4 p.m. for music of The Sweet and the Serious. You'll be treated to some chocolate from Tchaikovsky, something salty and serious by Beethoven. And also on the docket is A Baby's View of the World from a Perambulator and the 1812 Overture. Classics by Request, tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. with Destiny, a fine day of music in store, tomorrow on KPR. We have next the Tafel Musik Ensemble, and one of the many symphonies by Franz Joseph Haydn. This one, from 1771, is the 43rd that he wrote, and it's known as the Mercury Symphony for being marvelously kinetic. Bruno Weil leads Tafel Musik on KPR. The Mercury Symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn, Symphony No. 43, with the Tafel Musik Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's almost 3 p.m., All Things Considered just ahead. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for this afternoon's music, and we'll visit again tonight from 7 to 9 for Film Music Friday. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station, June 21st at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss in Union Station at Topeka Performing Arts Center, June 21st. And the University of Kansas, creating the future, one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. It's 3 o'clock.